Changes are coming to the Her Dinero Matters podcast. Want to learn the details? I'm going to be sharing them and more in this mini episode. You are listening to Her Dinero Matters, the podcast helping Latinas have increased confidence and control over their finances. My name is Jen Hempel, and as an accredited financial counselor, my mission is to help you be more confident and simplify your finances so you can save more, get out of debt quicker, and build your wealth. First, I want to thank you again for not just being a part of this celebration all this month, but for being a listener, for being a part of the community, for just supporting me. It means the world. My hope is that you have gained some value from this podcast, not just this month, but since you began listening to this podcast. As promised, we are making some changes. So what is to come? What are the changes that we're making? Well, we are going to be doing this podcast in the form of video, and that will be starting to release those episodes that are in video in September. So that is to come. And why are we doing this? Well, one, I'm just going to be honest. Video gives more content to share on social that people like. And it really, that helps grow the podcast. And also, it's a personal challenge for me to get on video more. I don't mind being on video, but for me, it's more work, or that's what I tell myself. So I'm just trying to put that aside. And it's just a personal challenge for me just to get on video. It doesn't have to be that hard, right? That's what I'm telling myself. Then later in the fall, we're going to be adding another weekly episode. Now, it's going to be much shorter than what you're currently listening to. Well, this one is a short episode, but what you're currently used to. And we're going to, right now, the name that I'm going with is Dinero on the Go, because one is going to be short and it's on the go. And the idea of why I'm calling this Dinero on the Go, and I might change it slightly, just don't keep me to it. I might change my mind, but that's, you know, that's what the name is at this moment. But why am I calling it this? Is one, I want to keep things simple for me. If I don't keep simple to serve you in the best way possible. So in order to do that, I have to keep things simple for me so I can serve you well and so I can be consistent. Because if I can't keep things simple, I'm not going to carry it out and you're not going to be seeing it. It's important to keep it simple so I can also be consistent. These episodes, as I already mentioned, they're going to be short, like probably this one, or even shorter. They're probably going to be maybe 5 minutes tops. The focus is still going to be money, but I'm going to give myself the leeway to share with you what's going on with me that maybe will be helpful to you. I may be ranting on some things that is going on in the world financially, right? Literally anything that I can do while on the go. And it might be just answering some questions that have come up or things that I have seen on the interwebs that I'm like, I don't know if I like this. Because what I've noticed is that when I create episodes, like especially the solo episodes, I come to you in teaching, right? And yeah, I might share my opinion here and there, but I have things to say about things that are going on. And I would like to be able to express those things. I want to express it not to convince you to believe in what I say or whatnot, but just to just share another perspective. When it comes to money, this is not going to be express my views on necessarily politics or religious beliefs or anything of that sort, but more of, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, of course, but anything that's going on financially that I think maybe you should know about, or maybe provide you just a different perspective in hopes that it can serve you. Okay. So I want to thank you again. We could not have made it to 8 years without you. And it really, really means a lot that, especially those of you that have been here for forever. And for those of you that are new here, I welcome you and I hope to see you again the next week and the week after that. So thank you again. I appreciate you joining me in the celebration. If this is the first episode that you come across from the celebration, we have been celebrating all month. Look at all the episodes from June and you'll be able to see what we did. Also, just as a reminder, all the episodes, we went back in time to the archives. years. All those episodes, if you want to listen to them in full, they're going to be linked up in the show notes. Finally, remember, we are doing a giveaway, so there's still time for you to submit for the giveaway. And so really, the giveaway is an ask, because if this podcast has served you, if it has made a difference for you in any way in your financial life, and you've realized that you haven't hit the follow button, because I've done that with a lot of podcasts I listen to. If you haven't hit the follow button from the platform you are listening to, or you've noticed that you've never rated and reviewed, and I've been guilty of that too, I ask you to follow. I ask you to rate and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And once you do that, take a screenshot. Send it to me at jen@jenhemphill.com and share it, or you can share it on social. But when you share it on social, be sure to tag me or I won't see it. And with that, you will be automatically entered to win a budget review. So in essence, you're going to send me how it is that you budget, and I'm going to provide you some feedback on what you're doing and see how you can maybe do it easier and improve on where you can. All right. So thank you so much. I've really enjoyed celebrating 8 years with you, and I hope that you enjoyed this. I would love to hear from you. Let me know what you thought about these past week's episodes, and wish me luck, because during the time that you are listening to this episode, I'm amongst boxes, lots of them, and unpacking in a new home. So wish me luck with that, because it's a lot of work. I'm going to try to balance that, and of course, serving you as well. So thank you again. Ciao.